Queenie Urban Radio Show. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And looking at the corporate media, and they're bemoaning the fact there will be no Triple Crown this year, and there's an E. coli outbreak, and the shame and scourge of little girl beauty pageants and the exploitation and whatnot. Now, at the top of whatreallyhappened.com, I have this quote that appears every day, the thought for the day. And it's just above your random DHS monitored phrase of the day. And it's a random number generator. I don't pick these deliberately, but sometimes the irony of the quote for the day with what's going on here, because today's quote is, newspapers are unable, seemingly, to discriminate between a bicycle accident and the collapse of civilization. It's by George Bernard Shaw. And I'm looking at what is passing for news on the corporate media, and it is. It's all fluff, you know, and it's being presented by these really cute girls in very skimpy, tight clothing, and they're still losing audience to the alternative media, which is kind of a good thing here. A couple of emails regarding the guests that we just had on the air. Phil Turney, respect to the man, he speaks so much sense. Heard a lot about the USS Liberty, but never really thought of the implications of those jets sent to Egypt actually being armed with nuclear warheads. The way it was put across was that those were the only jets available. But more it's looked into, it looks even more insidious and pre-planned. The point that the planes weren't redirected from Egypt to Israel is a good one. And let's see, continuing on here, thank you, James, for speaking out to John McCain. Saw the video, and great respect to him for doing what he did. All right, joining us on the phone right now is Merlin Miller. And I imagine growing up, you got a lot of grief for that first name, and being a former professional magician, I'm saying, oh, wow, cool, another magic guy here. But in point of fact, you and I share another common background. You're a filmmaker, and you are attempting to put together a movie about the USS Liberty, correct?
That's right, Mike. It's called False Flag.
And we've got about 2 minutes before the commercial break. Can you give us a quick summary, and then after the break we'll go into more detail?
It really is a story that connects what happened to the USS Liberty in 1967 to what's going on in the world today. It's a story of a journalist who meets some crewmen at a reunion and gets involved in their story. It's a love story, and it has a lot of intrigue. But it basically connects what happened back then to our foreign policy today, and this journalist ultimately must go underground to try to stop the war on terror from being escalated into World War III. So it's an edge-of-your-seat thriller, and we think it's one that's going to be entertaining, but also get people to take notice.
Well, I mean, you know, as an elevator pitch, that's a really, really good one, and I'm sure you've been in the industry long enough to realize why probably mainstream Hollywood is not going to be getting behind a project like this anytime soon. But, of course, the good news there is that Hollywood is no longer totally in control of the film industry, and you're probably going to be able to find a lot of money. In fact, Egypt would probably put a lot of money into this project, and if you get it going, I know this certain Emmy and Oscar nominated visual effects supervisor who worked on 4 years of Lost out here might be available at a good price to help you put this film together.
Oh, great. Now, I think we're going to get tremendous support. And if they read the screenplay, and it is actually up, people can look at our website and actually read the screenplay. It's exciting. I think it's a good read, and it's a story that just has to be told. It's so timely and important for our country right now, as well as honoring the crew of the USS Liberty.
Well, you know, there's some good news there, and I realize we're coming up on the break, but I'm going to start at this point. There's a couple of phenomena we've been seeing in the movies. One, you know, with the movie Green Zone, independent filmmakers are willing to take those risks to tell the story that corporate Hollywood have been ordered to stay away from, and the films are getting out there. And that's a good situation. Second, by dramatizing it, you're able to sort of get it out there because the detractor is going to say, well, it's just a made-up movie anyway. You don't need to pay attention to it. But yet the savvy audience understands that, yeah, this is an attempt to tell a story that could not be told as a documentary. And so that's another good point as well, and we've seen a lot of movies like that. So I don't think it's necessarily a foregone conclusion. This is not going to go anywhere. We got to take a quick break for commercials. We'll be right back with Merlin Miller and his movie about the Liberty.
Answer it. How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working capital cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
D-Roy lives in a cardboard box down by the Mission Bell, where saints refuse to go and the sinners wish him well. Forced to carry his own cross while we drive nails in his coffin. You might say it is routine, it happens far too often.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're talking with Merlin Miller, who's a filmmaker working on a motion picture, a dramatization, which will make it maybe a little more politically palatable to the powers that be, regarding the USS Liberty. And I know you gave us the real synopsis. Could you maybe share with us, you know, what motivated you into the project, how far along you are with it? I know you've got a completed screenplay. I've started looking at that myself. What are you looking for in terms of backing? What's your estimated initial production budget and all of that sort of inside stuff?
I come from the world of independent filmmaking. I went to USC Film School and interned at Paramount, so I had a taste of the
studio. I used to teach at USC.
Oh, we don't.
In their
years.
Film department. Oh, man, I don't even remember that. It was a long time ago. It was like late 80s, I think.
Well, I was there in the mid-80s, and had a great time doing that, but I realized there really weren't opportunities for somebody from the Midwest with traditional values within the Hollywood establishment, and ultimately worked a lot of independent films, and in the course of that, made one film called Jericho, which was a mystery western. While marketing that film, I was fortunate to meet a survivor from the USS Liberty, and this was back like in 2002. And prior to that, and I was an Academy grad, I knew a lot of Naval Academy grads and had never heard of the USS Liberty. So it was a shock to me, and I just really couldn't believe that something like this had happened. But I eventually was able to meet several of the crewmen, went to some of their reunions, and discovered the real plight that they had. And it was a shocking journey for me, and eventually led me to writing a treatise, which is actually posted also on our website, which is Americana-Pictures.com. But the treatise is called The American Dream. And for me, it was a connecting of dots to try to find out how could something like this happen? How could our own government betray and abandon our forces? But it connects those military intrigues with political intrigues and with media. And, of course, coming from the media, I have some interesting and unique insights into how controlled the business really is. But that journey, it was a very troubling one for me, but it ultimately led to forming a new company and deciding to pursue their story. Difficult to do a project where you're going to try to capture 1967 and the assault on the ship. So we've actually structured it in such a way that it can be done as a very low-cost motion picture, but one that still has a lot of impact and would play as though it were a major film. And we're doing it as a modern-day political thriller. With action and the intrigue and romance, but it does deal specifically with the plight of the USS Liberty crew and how that connects to what's going on today. And the hero of the story, Mike, is really somebody very much like you and so many other truth seekers who are out there courageously trying to get the truth to the public, and you're succeeding. You're penetrating the mainstream now, which is so encouraging for me and the prospect for us getting our film made.
Okay, can I put in a comment here? When you cast the actor who's supposed to play me, I look just like Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Spitting image, just like looking in a mirror. I got a coffee mug over here with my picture on it. I'll be glad to send you one for free so you know who you have to put in the guy playing me.
No, I've seen your picture, Mike. You are a good-looking guy.
Oh, I'm doomed. Then my career is over. All right. Anyway, you know, it sounds to me, just looking at it from the point of view of making a motion picture, it sounds to me like you got all the elements of a big success. I remember James Cameron sold his, they sold this, the new Pearl Harbor movie by saying it's Titanic only with Pearl Harbor. And it sounds to me like this is Titanic only on the USS Liberty, more or less. But your elevator pitch is really good. It's got all the elements to be a really good motion picture. The only negative against it, of course, is there's going to be a concerted political effort against it. But then, you know, Oliver Stone faced the same crisis trying to get JFK out the door, where they literally had infiltrated his production staff. They were stealing pre-production versions of the script and getting them out to people so they could say, oh, you don't want to look at this. It's going to be horrible. And it had the Band in Boston effect. And it turned the film into a major, major hit. There was a line that Stone did not cross that I think he should have, but he did get people out there thinking, yeah, we didn't get the official story. And we know now, especially, and this is something to keep in mind when you're talking to potential investors distributors, again, following that whopper that we were all told about Saddam's weapons of mass destruction, the audience out there knows they're being lied to, and they want the truth. And so if anybody's wondering if there's going to be box office on this thing, it certainly is going to have to do a lot better than Battleship did.
That's right. And our military itself, you know, and we've got family, we've got kids in the military and a lot of friends, and they're being so disillusioned now with these multiple deployments. They know things aren't right, and they're starting to really question. And a story like this, I think, is going to resonate. And hopefully we get back to the position of saying, hey, let's put America first. Let's stop these insane, foreign policy decisions that we're making. And of course, the country has so many other problems. And it really, the whole process got me involved in the political arena, which is an exciting process itself. But it's so important, I think, for us to work in the political sphere as well as trying to take alternative media mainstream. And we have to find a way to do that. And through the process, I became a strong Ron Paul supporter. But I don't know how that's going to pan out now. And as you were commenting earlier, it's going to ultimately be an Obama and Romney fest, which really is going to offer us probably no real change at all. So I have actually been invited to head the ticket of a new party, the National Ticket. And we basically are looking at a Ron Paul platform, which goes a little further. We're saying our borders need to be secured. We need to protect American citizens' national interests. We need to stop these insane wars, but we also need to attack this cultural Marxism that is destroying us from within. We need to get back to where we can have decent entertainment, truthful news. Those things have made our country great, and I don't know that I should be making a political plug here, but if you're interested, we have a MerlinMiller2012.com has a lot of information and a little 3-minute video on exactly what we're trying to do in building an alternative in the political arena.
Okay, well, I think right now everybody's trying to build an alternative. But getting back to the point you were making before, at the front page of whatreallyhappened.com, we have this photo of the front page of the San Francisco Examiner on the day of the attack on the USS Liberty, and it's already there. Oh, this was a mistake. This was a mistake, and only 3 people were killed. So even back then in 1967, 45 years ago, the American media was under the control of Israel. And we need to wake up and realize we are an occupied people. We are just as occupied as the Palestinians. And we have been for 45 years because we have a political class that is perfectly happy to sell us out. And we need to basically break free of that. And I think we are. I mean, the huge response we've gotten to these shows, I think absolutely does that. So, I certainly wish you a lot of luck, both in your political career, and I, for one, would love to see this movie get made. I think it can be made. You're facing difficulties. You're going to face opposition, certainly from traditional Hollywood. And, I have been there myself. I used to have a really nice film career, and I'm probably one of the few people in Hollywood who's actually been blacklisted twice. You know, once wasn't good enough for me. I'm going to go out and do, just irritate them again. So I've kind of been through that whole situation. But if you contact me privately by email, I'll point you at what my background is. And it's not trivial. But if you get this project off the ground, you've got your visual effects supervisor, and I am very good at what I do. So anything else you want to share with us before we let you go? What's your website?
The website is it's actually Americana-Pictures.com, and we are actually starting to get interest in the project, and it's been a long process, and as you say, Hollywood has certainly not opened their doors to us, but the American people are starting to wake up, and I see the necessity of projects like this that not only entertain but get out some important truths out there. So, and it's a low-budget film. We can do it without spending the fortunes that Hollywood would spend on it. So it's such an important thing, and I appreciate you helping us with getting the word out about it and honoring our crew, because the USS Liberty, they went through a lot, and they need their day where America will say, hey, this is what happened to these men, and we need to tell their story.
We absolutely do. We absolutely do. I know the audience is out there for this thing. I know the audience is out there, and all it's going to take are investors that are not afraid of the Israel lobby. Obviously, distribution is going to be difficult, but there are independent film distribution channels outside of America that will definitely carry the film. And if it turns into a huge success, it'll be distributed in America, and they'll just say, look, we got to make money. We took a bath on John Carter and Battleship. We got to make money. This is a low-budget film making money. We got to go with that. The dollar will ultimately talk and prevail. Merlin, please stay in touch with me. I want to throw my support behind this film project of yours. And remember, I look just like Dwayne The Rock Johnson when it comes down to casting me, the guy who's going to play me in the film, okay?
Look forward to the screen test, Mike. Thank you.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go here. We have to take a break for commercials. When we come back, we've got a caller waiting on the line to talk about the USS Liberty. So we're obviously going to be continuing that topic for the remainder of the show. So we're going to take a break here. Music should be starting 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and we will be back after these words from our sponsors.
Oh, yeah. flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TheraVim.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Call me U.S. Steel, 21st Century Fox soundbite. Gives a damn what's true or false, long as it leans to the right. Add a token liberal, pretend I'm fair, a bimbo for some sex appeal. I'm busy oiling up the corporation wheel, and they call me U.S. Steel.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're going to go to the phones. Ed in Utah. Aloha, Ed. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I do tip my hat to you for what you've done the last few days with the USS Liberty.
Well, thank you.
Yes, sir. Listen, not a whole lot to add either, but a couple of things I just wanted to bring to the table. I want to give credit to, what is now the American Free Press newspaper, as Phil Turney does as well on his show. Used to be the Spotlight, and Mike, back in 1976, they were the first publication to break the story nationally. In fact, it was one of their very first stories when they became a publication then, the American Free Press. So I throw that in there. And then the thing I wanted to talk to you about was, in case people have doubts, any lingering doubts about cover-up, it should be noted, Mike, that back in 1989, when they opened up the USS Liberty Museum north of Milwaukee in Wisconsin, in Grafton, Wisconsin police had to have sharpshooters on rooftops and what have you, when they had the opening ceremony there, because the Jewish Defense League and other organizations beholden to Israel were making all kinds of threats. In fact, apparently one was aimed at the only elected official to attend, and that was, of course, Congressman Pete McCloskey from California. I'm not sure if he was in office at the time, but he was vocal, and he did show up there. And there was a telegram from Tom, and that, of course, was Admiral Thomas Moore, who made it a strong project for him, Mike, to back the survivors of the Liberty. So I just wanted to throw those two facts out there for people to look at in context.
Well, you know, it's important to remember that the JDL, as separate from the ADL, and yes, the ADL attacks anybody talking about the USS Liberty and Israel's sneak attack on that ship, and the JDL did as well. You need to remember the JDL was actually identified as a terrorist organization, yep, by the FBI, and it fell apart after their leader, Irv Rubin, was arrested for plotting to bomb a mosque and a U.S. congressman. And they arrested him, and then before they could have the trial and he could say that he was working for Israel, he was conveniently suicided inside prison. But they're very dangerous people, and they're willing to go out and threaten and murder anybody who dares speak the truth about what's been going on, whether it's the USS Liberty or the USS Cole or the World Trade Towers. And I understand what Phil and his wife went through. Because threats upon our persons, it's an everyday fact of life now. And the good news is, after a while, you just stop listening and you tune it all out. Our servers are constantly under attack, both the main server for the website. They've even gone after our business servers now. We had people calling our clients here, you know, in our business saying, you don't want to do business with them. They smell bad, and they tear the tags off their couch cushions, and they tap dance barefoot on shag carpeting. You don't want to do business with people like that. And, it's just part of the way the business gets done. And every time Israel's agents issue a threat or sabotage your business or blacklist you, it is an admission, a confession in flashing neon. They know they're wrong. They know they're doing evil. They know they cannot win an actual argument or debate on the facts, logic, and law. They know they are not in the moral right. They know they're in the moral wrong, and that means their only option is to become morally even more wrong. And that's where this kind of behavior comes from. And so for people like James Morris or Phil Turney or Richard or Ron or any of the survivors of the U.S. Liberty who are trying to get the truth out there, these are very brave people. They're showing amazing courage. And I'm not trivializing what happened on the Liberty, but it's easy to show a lot of courage at the moment of the crisis when you can't think about it. But the real courage is in the aftermath, year after year after year of pressure and abuse from Israel's government, from your own government, to go silent, to not rock the boat, to not upset Israel. That's real courage. And that's why all of these guys that we have talked to this week and all the ones that we wanted to get here and couldn't, they all deserve Congressional Medals of Honor awarded by the president in the White House, not in some Navy yard where it's just out of sight of the American media. The attack on the USS Liberty is not just a stain on the government of Israel. It's a stain on the government of the United States of America, and it is not going to wash away. The reason I have thrown so much support behind the Liberty is I'm angry. I am angry at the actions of our government, not because I know anybody on the USS Liberty other than through the show, but I'm of the age where I saw a lot of my friends go to Vietnam, and I saw how they got treated when they came back. And one in particular, his first name is Frank. I'm not going to mention his last name because I don't want to cause any problems for his family. But something happened in Vietnam where he was exposed to something that just tore his body apart. And he came back and he tried to go back to college with us, and we just got to watch him wither away day after day after day. And just that complete lack of respect and support by the government towards its own soldiers and sailors and airmen and Marines. And the reason we're going to keep this story of the USS Liberty alive is so that young kids signing up for the military today know exactly how they're going to be treated by the government. They need to know that. They need to know it before they sign those enlistment papers. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendovite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendovite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We are living in dangerous days, and I am frightened by what you say. It chills right to the core, this talk of holy war.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We are getting some pictures coming in from the Washington Report on Middle East Affairs. They attended the ceremony for the USS Liberty dead, buried at Arlington. They attended the ceremony with a small pocket camera, and they took pictures. We're still trying to sort out exactly what happened, by what process media coverage was blocked from Arlington. We know the American media wasn't going to go there. They're too busy talking about the little girl fashion shows and the E. coli outbreak to be bothered with Israel's sneak attack on the United States of America. You know, and again, when Japan did a sneak attack on the United States of America, we destroyed the place. When we thought it was Egypt attacking the USS Liberty, we were on the way to nuke Cairo. And all of a sudden, oh, it's Israel shooting up his ship. Oh, okay, no problem. Not a problem. We're not going to worry about that. like I said, the reason to keep this story alive is so that young people considering a career in the military understand full well the kind of people that they're giving the commands to, giving the commands, in other words, the kind of people, how easily it is for them to spend the lives of our young people. I think it kind of sucks myself. One of the reasons I do this, I don't want to see any more young people anywhere on planet Earth dropped into a shredder to satisfy some money junkie's greed for other property. We're going to take a phone call. Nick in Hawaii, aloha, Nick. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Good morning, Mike. Wonderful show. I thought I knew a lot about the Liberty, but I learned a lot more today. I just wanted to comment on the media situation. I didn't really pay any attention to the media until 9/11, and I got clued into that. But in researching the question, you go back to 1914, and you get British diplomat Spring Rice saying, one by one, the major newspapers in America are falling into Jewish hands. And then you come along to the Ukrainian famine that was instigated and run by the communists in Russia, and you find out that the New York Times star reporter Walter Duranty is being given a Pulitzer Prize in 1932 for basically covering up the fact that Stalin and the boys were deliberately murdering millions of people. So I think our problem goes back roughly 100 years.
It probably goes back even further than that. The difference is now we know it. Now we know we're being lied to. We know that media coverage of the world is an illusion. The card has slipped out of the sleeve. We've seen the little trapdoor where the bunny comes out of the hat. And that means these methods aren't going to work any longer, which is why when we talk about revolution, we're not just talking about replacement of a government, we're talking about a transformative event of the entire human civilization, and it will be as dramatic as Gutenberg's movable type. And the relationship between government and its population regarding the flow of information back and forth is fundamentally changing. And those governments able to evolve and adapt to the new reality of an informed, questioning, skeptical population, they'll do okay. They won't have unquestioned authority and power any longer, but they'll do okay. They'll stay in business. Those governments and institutions that cannot evolve and cannot adapt to the new reality, they are doomed. And we're seeing them thrashing around in their death throes even now. Our only hope is we can get them into a hospice and let them die peacefully and quietly and not destroy the entire world in their final death rattle.
Yeah, I hope it's a peaceful, healthy transition. I think we've got to get the central bankers, and again, we're talking the Rothschilds and Warburgs, and these international bankers are Jewish, and we can't let them run our money systems, and we can't let them own them.
Okay, we seem to have lost our connection. Yes, a lot of these bankers are Jewish. Some of them aren't. That's why I use the term money junkies, because that way they can't come back and say, oh, you're being an anti-Semite, you're being racist. No, I'm not. I'm talking about addictive behavior. I'm talking about addiction. So it's a medical condition, and it's irrespective of religion or race or color or creed or orientation. These are mentally ill people, and as long as we keep it in that context, nobody can criticize us for pointing out the immense damage they have done and continue to do to the people and institutions of this world. Anyway, so, all right, we're how time flies when you're in mourning for all those people murdered by Israel. We're almost out of time here on our Friday show. Let me get a couple more stories in here. We're talking about the economic disasters that are happening all over the world, and it looks like we're going to have a happy Friday. The plunge protection team has managed to get the markets up there, and so it looks like we'll have a happy Friday, and the money jankles to say, ah, it's all great, everything's fine, and we'll be back to business as normal next week. It's not going to hold together. We understand the stock market doesn't represent the whole economy. It is a little tiny gas gauge on money being poured onto the money junkies by the Federal Reserve, and it isn't reality. Small investors are already gone. It's just another one of these crafted illusions, like the unemployment numbers and so forth and so on. Things are so bad in Europe.
How bad are they, Mike?
Well, they're so bad, the Irish government is actually seriously considering adding lithium to the water supply to keep people happy and cheerful and not killing themselves. That was actually proposed here in the United States not too long ago. They're going to dope you up with your drinking water to keep you happy and tranquilized and not upset with the government for all the horrible things that they're doing. And it's kind of like, you know, fluoridation, which, as it turns out, doesn't actually help your tooth decay when you're drinking the drinking water, but it is a mild tranquilizer. More and more places, of course, are getting away from that whole fluoride thing. Hawaii banned fluoridation several years ago, which probably explains me to a large part. But now they're talking about lithium, which is like major, you know, mental hospital type medication. And they're talking about putting it in the drinking water. And I wonder what's going to happen when I put the lithium on my wife's roses. You know, they just sort of fall over and lie on the ground and say, I don't care anymore. I don't need to stand up in the sun. It's a false expectation. Let's see. Somebody sent me this interesting story. We put it up at whatreallyhappened.com, and the headline is Southern California Real Estate Prices Are Ridiculous. And it's basically 22 pictures of this house that is offered for sale in an average neighborhood in Southern California. The asking price is $1,300,000. And when you look at the pictures of the house, it's nothing. It is, you know, compared to the house that my parents paid $40,000 for in Southern California back in the late 60s. This thing's a shack. We have more floor space in our little grass hut out here in Hawaii than this piece of property that's going for $1.3 million. And I'm sure somebody will come in and say, I'm living in a $1 million mansion. No, you're not. You're living in a $1 million shack. And that $1 million price tag is not for the worth of the property or the land. It is the accumulated interest payments from every other owner passed forward onto you because you're stupid enough to believe this is the way life is supposed to be. Remember what I said before? Bankers do not want affordable housing. They hate affordable housing. They want houses so expensive that you will be glad to work your entire life and hand the work product to them just to live in one. Governments don't want affordable housing. They want housing prices as high as possible because that's what they calculate the property taxes on. You are surrounded and outnumbered because the bank and the government do not want you to be able to pay for housing easily. If you can buy a house and pay it off in 5 years like you do your car, once you've made that final mortgage payment, you are of no more use to anybody in the money junkie's point of view. They got to find some other way to plunge you back into debt. Remember that quote from the movie The Independent?
The IBABC is a bank. Their objective isn't to control the conflict. It's to control the debt that the conflict produces. You see, the real value of a conflict, the true value, is in the debt that it creates. You control the debt, you control everything. You find this upsetting, yes? But this is the very essence of the banking industry. To make us all, whether we be nations or individuals, slaves to debt.
That's the essence of the banking industry, to make us all, whether we are nations or individuals, slaves to debt. Private central banking is an enslavement machine. The world outgrew rule by divine right. This idea that the child molester in the funny-looking robes could say, you must do what I say, because the imaginary playmate in the sky said that I am in charge of you. We understand that's a hoax and a fraud, and it's nonsensical to let somebody with beads and a rattle and a bell say, I have command over you. We've outgrown that. We've evolved. Then there was the other one. You know, you must do what I say because I have a piece of paper that says I own your physical person. You are my slave, whether it's medieval serfs or Roman slaves or antebellum slaves in the South. I have this paper that says, I own your body. You are my property. Therefore, you must do what I say. And we have come to understand that this, too, is an illusion and a fraud and a hoax, that ownership of one person by another is an illusion. And we have evolved and we have grown out of believing in this method of rulership. So the money junkies and the power junkies came up with another one. We're going to create this banking system that plunges people into debt. And then we'll say, this debt means you must do what I say. You must give us your home. You must give us your daughters. You must send your sons off to fight our wars. Because we have a paper that says you are obligated to us. Because we have a banking system that by design produces more debt than money. The time has come for us to evolve as a species, as a civilization. It is time to outgrow this latest illusion of control that does nothing but use ink and paper to trick us into obedience. Because there is nothing more behind these Federal Reserve notes than there was behind the papers that said one person owned another in the antebellum South. Or the ink and paper that said the imaginary playmate in the sky says that I must rule over you. It's just another pretty printed piece of paper, and it means absolutely nothing. It only works if you believe it. It only works if you are a slave to those beliefs you're indoctrinated with as a child. Belief in the imaginary playmate, belief in the fat guy at the North Pole, belief in the bunny rabbit with the basket full of candy. As a society, we brainwash our children into allowing beliefs to control their behavior so that those who control the beliefs control the children. No chains of steel ever bound a human being tighter than the chains created of our own beliefs. On the day when you abandon all belief, you take that first step to being a free human being. It's hard. It's hard. Those beliefs are planted in you when you're a little tiny child, before you're old enough to realize the big people are full of manure. And then as you grow, your personality grows up around those beliefs. You become defined by them. This is why you see people walking around saying, I am a Christian. I am a Republican. I am this. They define themselves by those beliefs. They become that which is believed in. They lose their own identity to that which is believed in. You need to go back to being a human being and an intelligent life form. You may support the principles of the Republican Party or the Democratic Party, or you may support Christian principles of good behavior, the Ten Commandments, but you don't have to become the book, the object, the banner, the political badge. That's just another way of getting control over you, to get you to do what they want without thinking, because when you think, you're a threat to the power structure. Don't think. Believe. Beliefs are good. Beliefs will get you into heaven. Thinking will send you to the dark places. They'll tie you to a stake and set you on fire for thinking. Look at the trouble thinking got Galileo and Giordano Bruno into. Can't think. If you think the terrorists will win, just believe and all will be well. And if you believe that one, I have some of Saddam's weapons of mass destruction to sell you. Alrighty, running out of time here. The drones, the age of the drones. Apparently, drones are raining death down on Muslims in the southern Philippines. Never mind Pakistan and Afghanistan and all these other places. The drones are all over the world, and they're raining death down in the southern Philippines now. War from the sky, the war of the drones. Starting to look like a James Cameron Terminator scene out there with all these machines in the sky just shooting anything that moves here. Interesting little story. There is a growing legal debate over this mega upload website that was taken down for piracy copyright violations, because apparently they countersued saying that the FBI had hacked into their machines and basically stolen the evidence. And the FBI is saying, no, we can't steal anything because it's digital. We just copied it. which is, of course, exactly the same argument that the content thieves are using. And I'm not saying that it's right for the content pirates to be stealing stuff and making copies without the permission of the original creator of the product. But isn't it silly to see the FBI using the same lame excuses now that the content pirates have been? It's just a complete joke here. By the way, for those of you following the situation with Andrew Breitbart, who died a little while ago, apparently 2 months after Breitbart's passing, the coroner who had investigated the cause of death has himself died from arsenic poisoning. That's going to get you scratching the old noodle tonight, I'm pretty sure. Over at Fukushima, yeah, you thought we were going to get through an entire day without talking about that. Apparently, TEPCO has decided they're going to solve all their problems with the spent fuel rod pool at reactor number 4 by putting a 60-ton cement cover on it, which is going to be really good the next time there is a major quake there on those stressed and strained supports under that fuel pool. Remember, that General Electric design of these reactors, these spent fuel pools are way up high near the top of the reactor, which is convenient for fueling and defueling. And remember, they weren't supposed to be permanent storage. It's a temporary facility. But now they're just going to cap it and say problem solved. We'll be back after these commercials.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Happened radio show. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Going to read a letter just came into the mailbox here. Looking at the corporate media, not mainstream media. We're the mainstream now. Looking at the corporate media today, I find lots of information about the Triple Crown, murdering gay porn stars, and, of course, George Zimmerman. No mention of the 45th anniversary of the USS Liberty, the betrayal of the U.S. and Israeli governments, and the sacrifice of the sailors that day. It makes me sick. Well, it makes me sick, too. And again, it's all conditization, it's all distraction, it's all fluff, and that's why the corporate media has lost its audience. And like I said, the other day when I found out that whatreallyhappened.com has more readers than Anderson Cooper has viewers, that came as a shock. You know, and the money is still protecting itself, they're still trying to decorate themselves and say, we're in control of society, but they're not. It only works if you believe it. I'm sure CNN's viewers still think, oh, yes, CNN is the font of all knowledge and wisdom, but it's a rapidly diminishing audience. The danger here is it is very clear that the private central banking system and the governments that supported it are on the verge of a major collapse. This push for a global fascist economic dictatorship appears to have set the stage for a global revolution. I hope it can be conducted peacefully, but that is, of course, up to those currently in power, who I hope will remember John F. Kennedy's wisdom that those who oppose peaceful revolution, those who make peaceful revolution impossible, make violent revolution inevitable. Sadly, I think we are on that path, which I'd kind of hope to avoid, but I think we better face up to the reality. It's going to get worse before it gets better. We're going to wind up fighting somebody. The question is, should we just go on fighting who we are told to fight obediently and then fall into a grave and get out of everybody's way? Or is it time to exercise that final freedom, that ultimate freedom of all humankind, to choose for ourselves who we shall fight? So, all righty, let's see, a couple more stories before we hit the end of the day and get on out to the surfboards and the beach and everything like this. And, of course, I'm joking. I bought a surfboard when I came to Hawaii because I felt it was obligated, and I tried it once, and then I gave it away. All righty, let's see. Cancer-causing ingredients in sunscreen omitted in FDA labeling guidelines. See, there's stuff in that suntan oil that will give you skin cancer. But, you know, we're at the start of summer, and it's going to cost too much and delay us too much to reprint the label. So the FDA said, yeah, we'll leave it till next year. So they're telling you to put on suntan oil to prevent skin cancer. It turns out the suntan oil causes skin cancer. And even worse, it's flammable. There are stories now of people slathering on the suntan oil and going out to do their backyard barbecue, and one spark from the barbecue, and boom, sunburn is the least of their problems. But it makes money, and so that is fine. We'll go on selling it and labeling it. Big fight in the soft drink industry. Apparently one of the chemicals they use for that brown coloring in various soda pops is also carcinogenic. No, we don't want to put that on the bottle. Our sales will plummet. Well, okay. If it's going to affect your sales, then maybe it's just not all that important. All righty. Last story I'm just going to squeeze in here. You know all those big stone heads on Easter Island? Turns out they got bodies under them buried deep in the ground. And they have all kinds of petroglyphs on there. What a shame the Christian missionaries burned all the tablets with Easter Island's written language on it when they showed up. We'll be back on Monday here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Have a good weekend. Hug your loved ones. Remember the crew of the USS Liberty, their sacrifice, and their betrayal. Have a good weekend. Aloha, America.